That's what I was doing.
Today is One Final Clown. I originally had it One Final Funhouse Movie, but then you got confused, I think. So we just like flat out made a clown movie.
That's what I was doing.
What? Like making a funhouse theme into a clown? I mean, it can be
no,
either.
The music.
You said, well, so this is a fun day. This is a fun day because it's the day before Halloween. This is October 30th, y'all. Tomorrow is the day that we've all been fucking waiting for. And if you don't have your Halloween costumes ready or your candy or your house decorated, like, get out of here and go do your thing.
So sick of costumes right now.
I know. Mickey did his sketch comedy class that I attended. And, well, not class, but it was your performance. And it was all Halloween themed because it's Halloween month. Because
it's Halloween.
And he played Count Dracula like in almost every single sketch.
Oh my God.
When he talks, I just hear Dracula's voice.
Like, good evening.
Good evening. I do like the Dr. Acula
sketch.
I was like, how has nobody ever come out with something that's like Dr. Acula?
They have. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Like punch comedians and sketches. It's already, yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Y'all copied.
I didn't write it.
Under bus, somebody else. So today is our picks for our favorite clown movie. And, you know, we had a live show.
I think clowns are boring.
Okay, whatever. We had a live show, and I don't know the episode, but go find it. It's called, like, Live at, what theater did we say? Live at, what was that?
Flashpoint?
Live at Flashpoint Theater. Go check that episode out. It's a short one. We cover a short film that has themes of creepy clowns in it. And we talk a little bit about the clown craze that really has been happening since last year. Of course, the resurgence of clowns just happened again with the new It movie.
And we did a sketch about it, too. On the same.
Yeah, you guys did. Yeah.
It was.
Which you guys had last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was based off
what was happening last year with the clowns.
Yeah.
So lots of clown action these days. Of course, we also have this American Horror Story. I forget what the name of that season was, but it was
Carnival,
something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Might have been
or Freaks.
Whatever.
It might have been Freaks.
Either or, it was
Freak
not great again. Yeah. No, Freak Show. That's what it was.
Freak Show.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So I hope you didn't pick that. Another American Horror Story season for your favorite horror movie of a subgenre.
You picked a little story from an anthology.
That's
okay?
Different. So
thing.
Did you.
It's the opposite.
Nope.
It's
nope.
The same thing.
Nope.
Yeah, it's going the
you
other way.
You picked a television show. That's not part of a movie.
You picked a movie that was based off of a television show.
I picked a movie. There's a movie, though.
Based off
a piece of a movie.
Show.
Listen up. Just don't pick American Horror Story. If you did, we're going to hit pause and you're going to go pick a different one.
We'll see. We might have to hit pause.
Okay, you better not. So that was a terrible season anyway.
I don't want to watch it.
Okay, so you can't pick it.
You
probably would, though.
I bailed after season two.
I know. Yeah. All right, so I don't know who goes first.
You go.
All right, I'll go.
What?
You gave me a movie tonight as a gift.
Yeah.
Return of the Living Dead. What?
Oh, yeah.
And you showed me the other movies. I want to like go get another one. Although I already have it on DVD. My pick is, but that cover was cool. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
You have to go to
Clowns
Best
with a
Buy.
K.
You have to go to Best Buy to buy the other way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. I'll go. And it was a 1988 film. So not as old as 70s film. Yeah. So hopefully you approve, but... and have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, what's your pick?
For me, it's clowns. It wasn't. They don't
you said they're
scare
boring.
Me. Yeah. Right? They don't scare me. They're boring. They made me think of Big Macs.
You don't
and
have
stuff,
coulrophobia?
Right?
Coulrophobia,
which is not a real thing.
I know it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah. So I don't know, my frame of reference of like a clown horror film is very limited.
Sure.
Okay.
And I
so
hope
you're
going to pick
this.
The new It movie.
I am.
I'm glad because it deserves to be on this episode. But I already knew you were going to put this on here because I think you told me. This was the one you told me.
Yeah.
So I was like, so let's
2017.
It. Da, 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 da. And We, by the way, already a long time ago said that the next full length episode that we're going to do in our true fashion is going to be It, which I definitely still want to do. It's big and I want to talk about it. So we should definitely do that soon.
Such a long time ago since I've seen it.
Huh?
It's been a while.
Well, we'll have to watch it again. You're picking it for your favorite clown movie. It was really amazing. It was really amazing. Not to get into your film, but so Killer Clowns from Outer Space. They spell clowns with a K. I don't know why. Yeah. It's an American sci-fi horror comedy film. And it was written, produced, and directed by the... Nobody knows how to say their name. I've heard a bunch of other podcasters talk about these guys. But I'm just going to go with it. Chiodo Brothers. And...
What's
other people say Kyoto.
And what's that from, though? Like, is that like it's Mexican, Italian? Or?
You know what? Fuck if I know. I have no idea. But it's an American... Well, they're American, so I don't know where the name comes from. But it's a group of sibling special effects artists. And they actually specialize in like clay modeling, creature creation, stop motion, and animatronics. They've created puppets and effects for films such as Critters, which is a really great... bad horror film. And then like Ernest Scared Stupid and Team America World Police. And also they did some things for Big Top Pee-wee's, what is it?
Big Adventure? Oh, Big Top Pee-wee.
Oh shoot. I don't know if it was Big Adventure or Big Top Pee-wee now. Maybe it was both. I don't know. But they did something with one of those or both of those movies. So this is their only full film that they did from start to finish. So they wrote it, produced it, directed the whole thing. They had a limited budget, but because they were so good with their own kind of practical effects and they knew kind of tricks of the trade or whatever, mm-hmm. they were able, I think, to kind of push their dollar a bit further. This movie's premise is basically like this: they look like clowns, but and I don't know why, but they are aliens. All right, that a meteor comes down to Earth. And or so people think it's a meteor. And when they go out to check on it, it's a spaceship that looks like a big top, like a circus tent. And so they fly around in spaceships that look like clown tents. And it's a group of evil clowns. All right. And they are terrible, terrible. And let me just tell you. I promise you, if you don't know what these guys look like, even though this was made in 88, I love the way that they look. Like, they are so terrifying looking, and they're really, really well done. They don't look cheesy. They look so, like, scary and ridiculous at the same time. They look great. The clowns do. Anyway, they come to Earth, and they're, like, totally terrorizing the people in this really small town. And they want to like capture people. They put them in little encasings of cotton candy to like drink their blood. They're harvesting humans, I think, for like sustenance to go back. I don't know if they're going back or staying on Earth. I can't remember now. But they're doing this to kind of feed off of humans. But they're also like badass little fuckheads that go around terrorizing people and killing them in like the most ridiculous ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at them. It's so much fun. They're like prolific. They still do a lot of stuff till this day.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of like really quintessential, ridiculous death scenes that involve pies, shadow puppets. Like this one clown's making a shadow puppet on a big wall, and there's all these people, and they're like, whoa, oh, like they're all getting into it. And then the shadow puppet comes alive and eats all of them in one fell swoop. And then like they kill another guy with like a bunch of pies to the face, and then they top him with like a huge cherry. There are so many ridiculous scenes all along, of course, of course this would happen. There's like two guys that are only trying to get laid because it's the 80s and that's what people are trying to do. And they have an ice cream truck because they think it's going to help them get laid. And so it's like you've got this ice cream truck with a big clown head on top, and you've got the clowns that are just killing everyone, and nobody's listening. Nobody's believing. Yeah, it's really interesting.
No, that image of the ice cream truck with the clown, that's been used in a very famous video game in the early 2000s. Interesting.
Which one?
You wouldn't know if I told you.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not. What is it? You can't remember it?
Well, what? What?
The video game.
Oh, it was like a racing game, like a battle game. Yeah. Okay. But it was really famous because they made multiple sequels.
Uh-huh.
And it was like that truck was a mascot for that game for a long time.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if there's any relationship. But here's what I will tell you about this movie. No joke. It's ridiculous. But you know when people are like, oh, is this just like something that you liked when you were a kid? The answer is yes. But I also think it's still really fucking fun to watch. It's like the story is nothingness. All right. It's so silly, but it's so much fun to watch. And they just cut through it. There's no boring moments. It's just like rapid pace mayhem the whole time. And the only way you can kill them is if you, I don't know if it's the only way, but you start to find out that you can kill them by like shooting them in their big nose. So it's like, and I have no idea why these aliens are like take the form of clowns that we know is fun loving, but creepy, characters at children's parties here on Earth, but you know, that's what they are. And it's weird. And you got like bumbling idiots through the whole thing. And it's just really, it's so stupid. It's good.
So mine is 2017. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it.
I'm not going to go
into details about it because reviewing it.
Yeah.
But it was horrifying.
Yeah.
It's scary, especially the opening was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember turning to my friend Mark and going, wow, I didn't think they were going to go there.
You and I watched it together.
No, I didn't. No, oh my God, what is wrong with you? You went with your husband and your husband's friend.
Oh, that's right. What movie did you and I go watch? Oh, Happy Death Day. That's what it was. Oh my God. I was like picturing you and I in a movie theater together. I don't know. That's crazy. That's right. I went with Jeff and Clint. Yep. That's right. Never mind.
So we'll review that movie. So I'll leave it there. But it was really well shot.
Were you surprised how much you liked it?
I wasn't surprised how much I liked it. I just was surprised how well it was made.
Yeah.
Right?
So well. You hated the original, or do you not really remember the original?
I don't remember. Yeah.
You don't remember it? I recently rewatched it like 2 days before we went to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about this in our cover of it. But it's a classic, and I know I don't care what people say. They're like, oh, so poorly acted. It's cheesy. It was a made-for-TV film. Yes, all those things. But it still was like a classic, and it was a good movie for that time. And it was, it was a good, I guess, like exploration of the story. This like completely blew my mind. It was so well done. It really was. So I totally agree with you.
And I like the kids.
The kids were great.
It more so than Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And I feel like Stranger Things steals a little bit of its thunder. Like, you know, the thematic.
Like Stranger Things already did the like nostalgia, and riding the kids, bikes and the
girl,
80s music.
And
the,
Yeah.
I hear you. It's so good. And if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it before we cover it in our episode if you don't want us to spoil it.
It's and Killer Clowns with a K from Outer Space.
Bye.